I'm joined on the line by Simon Barwick, who's with Oxfam Australia, because over the weekend, the Oxfam Trail Walk was hosted. Now, there are four of these events across Australia now, in the Eastern Seaboard and even in Perth. In addition to that, people have the option to either take their 50-kilometre or 100-kilometre endurance challenge. It's usually undertaken by teams who can walk or run and ultimately fundraise at the same time. Now, to tell us a little bit about this and a bit about the actual 50-kilometre and 100-kilometre treks, we're actually joined on the line by Simon Barwick. Welcome on the show, Simon.
Very good morning to you, Miles.
Yes, so, I mean, Sydney's march occurred over the weekend. I suppose any money raised for charity is a success, but tell us a little bit about it.
It was a fantastic event for us. Apart from Sydney really turning on the weather, which obviously helped both the organisation and all of the walkers that we had, it was a really seamless event. You know, we planned for the year for this event, and Parks New South Wales is such a great stakeholder for us. This was the first year that we've put on the shorter 50-kilometre distance in Sydney, and that was very much in mind with Parks New South Wales having their 50th birthday this year as well. So it was a great relationship for us.
Indeed, the stars seem to align. Now,
they certainly did.
There are two trek options. Whereabouts, where did people undertake them?
Well, the 100 kilometres was the one that we have run for the last, 19 years. This year it started in Parsley Bay, right up in the far north, and then it worked its way down the coast through Mugamara Rural Fire Service, Bawara Community Centre, and the beautiful Bobbin Head, which was the halfway point and also the start for the 50-kilometre option, and then moved on down through St Ives Showgrounds, down to French's Forest Showgrounds, over to Davidson Park, and then really followed the water down through Ararat Reserve, finishing just outside Manly in Tanya Park.
Fantastic. Sounds like a true expedition. Now, how much money was raised, and where is the money raised going to? What kind of projects will funded as a result of this event?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I can tell you that at the moment, fundraising is sitting on $2.8 million, which is phenomenal. That's 40% more than this time last year. So a huge thank you to all of the friends, family and supporters that we've got there in New South Wales. Last year, we did manage to add on another $200,000 in the month after the event. And obviously, if we can do that this year as well, then we will crack that 3 million barrier, which will just be phenomenal for us. And I mean, 3 million is a lot of money. And obviously, all the funds that are raised do go towards Oxfam's work, empowering communities with the tools that they need to tackle poverty. And the great thing with Trailwalker is that the funds raised don't necessarily support one particular area of our work, which allows us to be very agile with the funds because we can direct them wherever the need is greatest. And of course, that need can change unexpectedly. If I may give you a couple of examples, just to break down, the average fundraising in Sydney this year has been just over $4,000. And $4,000 can pay for a month's rent, food and other essentials for 15 refugee families escaping the Syrian conflict and are living outside refugee camps in Jordan.
Wow.
You know, if we looked at a larger amount than that, $15,000 can restore a community water system that was damaged by Cyclone Pam in Vanuatu. And at the lower end, $1,530 pays for the construction of a well in a village in Mozambique that gives the community a source of fresh, clean water. So, you know, it's really great that the money that comes to us, while it seems vast and the problem of poverty seems endemic and huge to tackle, you know, we really believe that poverty is not a natural state in the world and that the work we do can overcome poverty in one of the three ways that we campaign, which is, you know, implementing long-term development programs such as the ones I just mentioned, also campaigning for change and then responding to emergencies.
Indeed. Now, Simon, I just want to get back to this Trailwalker event here because you once ran the Oxfam Trailwalker. Tell us about that.
I've been lucky enough that I've been able to take part in Trailwalker six times over the years. I've taken part overseas as well as in Australia. The training for running is very different to the training for walking. We do attract a number of runners who belong to running clubs and love running trails. And the great thing about this event is that so many other events are for individuals, whereas this is a team event. And some of the elite athletes who take part tell us that one of the reasons they do it is it's the only chance they really get to run with people that would normally be competitors, and they can run as colleagues and support each other along the journey. But the vast majority, I mean, I'm talking 99%, every day, mums and dads, individuals who just want to go out for a walk, and they're not even necessarily experienced bushwalkers. You can register for the event 6 months beforehand, and obviously then can spend a lot of time training for it. But I don't know if you know, the oldest participant we had this weekend was 70 years old, and the youngest was 18.
Fantastic. Now,
it is brilliant. I was going to say, I've been at the finish line many times and spoken to retirees as they cross the line, and I always ask them, what do they do to train for the event? And they say, quite simply, they go for a walk. Pretty much every day of their lives, they have a short walk. You know, it's no big endurance thing. They just keep up their fitness level by walking. And that is the great thing about Trail Walker, is that anybody can do it. You don't have to have supreme levels of fitness.
Fantastic.
Just that commitment. Yeah.
And I just suppose for people, you said people could get involved 6 months in advance. When and how do they get involved?
Oh, well, our Perth event is the next one that's coming up in September, and obviously that's already closed to our walkers because there just wouldn't be time to prepare for it now. And we are still looking for volunteers. But the next event to join is our Melbourne event, which is the 23rd to the 25th of March. That is open currently, and all anyone has to do is to go to our website, which is trailwalker.oxfam.org.au, and then follow the links.
Fantastic. Simon Barwick, thank you for joining the Daily, almost at breakfast there.
It's an absolute pleasure, Miles. Thank you.